This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. The pasuk says at the end of the parasha, Parak Yerches, pasuk Chav Gimel, Ve'avad Halevi hu es avodas oyel moyed uvetoich bnei sola yinchalu nachala. The Levim do not have a share in the nachala. They do not inherit the real estate of the Jewish people. The Sefer Oitzer Pleis HaTorah brings from Rabbeinu Yosef Bechar Shar, why didn't Levi have a share in the real estate of Klal Yisrael? Says the Rabbi Yosef Bechar Shar Kadmon, we didn't want them to be Oisek in anything else, only in the Avodah and the Mikdash. Because if they start to plow or hoe, then it's going to coarsen their fingers and they won't be able to use it to play the lyre or the harp, and it will destroy their ability to play music. So therefore, we don't give them real estate, because if you have a real estate, you got to work the land. If you work the land, you're going to have calloused fingers. How are you supposed to play musical instruments? That's the reason of the Bechar Shar. The Chizkuni also says that the reason why Levi doesn't have a share in Eretz Yisrael, so they're not oisek in any malacha, only in Avodas HaKodesh, because if they train their hands in any other profession, they're going to become too muscular, and their arms and their fingers are going to lose their adeptness and their skill in the fine arts. So therefore, we needed to preserve the Levium's musical ability. Which is interesting, because the Yalkut Shemoni tells us on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Al Aravim B'Soicha Talinu Kinoi Roisenu Kisham She'elunu Shoivenu Divrei Shir. The Medrash says, Nebuchadnezzar tells the well-known Levium that he was exiling. He says, why are you crying? Serenade me with the songs of Tzion. While we eat and drink, we're going to ask you to play instruments for us. So they looked at each other. They said, it's not enough that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now we have to play music for Nebuchadnezzar. What did they do? They stood up and they bit off their thumbs. That's why when Nebuchadnezzar said, Shiru lanu mishir tziyain, they didn't say loy nashir, but eich nashir. By the way, the Levium were punished. They were punished for doing this. It says in the times of Ezra, when Ezra brought back the Jewish people, he took Maaser Rishon away from the Levium and he gave it to the Kohanim. And the question is, why did he punish them? Because the Levium didn't come up. But we know Asara Yuchsin Alumi Bavel, the Levium did come up. So Tosfos says in Yevamah Sandaf Pei Vav that yes, Levium came up, but the young Levium didn't come up. Only the old ones. And the old ones, they couldn't work in the Beis HaMikdash because they bit off their thumbs. So therefore, Ezra penalized them and they no longer got Maaser Rishon. So the question is, this is the reward for the Levium for biting off their thumbs, that they lost Maaser Rishon? Why were they punished for their display of Avelos over the Chorban? So Reb Chaim Zaitchik would say that they were punished for giving up hope. They were punished for losing hope that they would ever return to the Beis HaMikdash. When they bit off their thumbs, they were saying, we will never again need our thumbs. We're being exiled and there will never be redemption. A Jew never loses hope. A Jew never gives up faith. A Jew always knows that Yeshua's Hashem keharef ayin. But in any event, what's interesting is the reason the Levium did not have a share in Eretz Yisrael is to preserve their thumbs. So to speak, we could understand when Nebuchadnezzar was exiling the Levium and taking them out of Eretz Yisrael, they said to themselves, you know, it's such a shame. If only we would have been better off having real estate and living in Eretz Yisrael, but now we don't have not real estate in Eretz Yisrael, we don't even get to live in Eretz Yisrael, so we don't need our thumbs not to plow the land, not to play in the Beis HaMikdash, and they simply bit off their thumbs. Everyone's invited to join us tonight for an amazing share at 8:30 on the guidelines of Dina de Malchusa Dina. Please join us on this Zoom, 8:30 tonight. Thank you for joining. I wish you all bracha v'hatzlacha. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.